Bobby Cotta.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Good evening and have a happy Sunday to everyone. We're still going to talk about love today. First, welcome to Uncladded. Last time on this show, we talked about the power of falling in love. You know, the excitement you get when you fall in love, the emotions. The way love can make you forget everything. But tonight we're going to go deeper. Because after the butterflies settles, after the late night calls reduce, and after reality begins to set in, tell me what happens next. What happens when love is no longer just a feeling, but becomes responsibility? Tonight, we're talking about after the fall. Yeah, after the fall. After falling in love. What happens when love becomes real? Let's talk about it. But before we do, let's have this one. I'm your girl, Samba.
After the reggae, play the blues. The blues, the blues. Make you do, that's I do, I do, I do. Enjoy yourself, baby boo. The boo, the boo. See boo, your boo. Get the boo, the boo, the boo. Share the gala, share the boo. The boo, the boo. Everybody wanna do. The boo, the boo. As far as the money, they pay. They pay, they pay. He be all pop champagne. Baba si bad the way them the boo.
Hey, after the reggae, play the blues. That is how love is like sometimes. Because you play the reggae, you're feeling like, you know, you're feeling so hype and everything, and suddenly it becomes a blue music. Yes. I know that you all know about this because you've experienced it. And for you oncoming, you know, lovers that is trying to fall in love for the first time, know this and know peace. Because what happens is a shift from excitement to reality. Because at the beginning, love feels exciting, effortless. It feels so intense. But over time, the routine forms. Flaws become visible, very glaring. And some of us, we just ignore. And some of us, we start feeling like, oh, she doesn't love me anymore. He doesn't love me anymore. And what happens? Effort becomes necessary. You know what? Falling in love is easy, but staying in love is intentional. Tell me, when did your relationship start feeling real? Or when did it start feeling fake? Because everybody's got intentions when they come to you telling you they love you. Some, it might be love for real. Some might just be your buddy, some your money, and some who you are. Maybe you're that person that is very popular, that you're there, you know, happening person. And that is what you don't know at first. But with time, that call you get all the time, like, hey babe, I just want to check on you, you know, to see if you're okay. Babe, have you eaten? Babe, are you okay? All that will reduce. And don't get it twisted. Sometimes it can be love for real, but because you're still new to each other, you know, everybody wants to please one another. But after a while, it becomes real. You will know the person you're dealing with. That is when you start seeing the real person. Because in the beginning, we see the best version of someone we are in love with. But after a while, the habits will show. Sometimes you fall in love for real. When you get into it, you start seeing the version of the real version of that person that you might like and you might not like. If you don't like it, what happens? You start seeing their weaknesses. Maybe when you see that person outside, oh, the person is so clean, so neat. But when you start visiting each other, you start saying that, oh my God, this person is not neat. This person is not clean. It can be as bad as sleeping habit. Because when you start dating each other, you know, let me give you an example of a woman. Oh, she will cook, she will tidy up the house, she will do everything. But when you start being together for a longer time, you will see that she's just doing that just to please you. Or it can just be the excitement. And some men, oh, they want to take you out, they want to show you, you know, show you off and everything. And when you start going out together and you realize that, oh, she's such an addict. Anytime you go out, she's always complaining about this, that, who are you greeting, who are you saying hello to? You can reduce. Not because the person doesn't love you, just because the person does not feel comfortable or the person is not used to that. And that is when the differences become clear, crystal clear. But you know what? Love is not about perfection. It's about acceptance and understanding. You need to learn to understand who you're dealing with, who you're with. That is why a while ago, I talked about, you know, love is not enough in a relationship. It's more than that. Olofafa. It's more than that. You need to understand each other. You need to be able to have, you know, conversation with each other. You need to learn to be patient with each other because you're learning to know each other. So sometimes, you know, after the fall, the relationship, you know, starts going funny and you feel that person doesn't love you. No, it's not that most of the time. It's just like they're finding, you know, they're getting to know you. And they're getting to see what they don't like. But in that case, all you need to do is just sit down, have that conversation, and make it work if the love is there. Because that is when, you know, effort becomes necessary. When you just met someone and you fall in love with that person, it feels like atomic bomb. It comes with so much, you know, strength, power, dedication. But real love requires communication. Communicate. In a nice way, though. Because for some people, communication is shouting, yelling, you know. And for some, it's just silence. You can't be heard when you're silent. You need to be consistent in what you do. If you know you cannot call him 5 times a day, don't start it. Try to be who you are, and that person will take you for that. But when you start early doing things that you know you cannot keep up to, it's not always good in a relationship. You don't need to pretend to be who you're not. Be yourself. Because when you're yourself, it helps a lot. It goes a long way. Because love that is not maintained will slowly fade. It will fade. There's nothing you can do about it. If you think, oh, loving somebody is all, that's all it takes to be in a relationship, or more they play. You dey OYO or yo. Because, you know, loving is like, you know, getting a new job. You work hard to maintain it. Everything you do, you need to maintain it. That is why it is very important that you be yourself. Let's leave, you know, relationship, you know, love, you know, let's put it to one side. Even having a friend, don't pretend you like your friend just because you want to be their friend. Be real. When you're real, things will come to you. Things that are genuine will come to you. Because if you pretend when you get it, you will lose it. But when somebody meets you for the first time, they know you as you. You won't change. You won't have to work hard to maintain the relationship. Because all you're giving them is, see, finish. This is me. Take me the way I am, or you let me be. Love is a beautiful thing. It is very beautiful. And sometimes it can hurt. And most times, na you de kosa. Yeah. Before you go into it, know what you're doing. Know what you want. Be sure of it, that this is what I want. You know, when you're sure of it, that is when things are going sideways, you will learn to manage it. You will learn to be patient enough to work it out. Because some people, they love you because of your body. They love you because you're light skin or dark skin. After that, uncle. When you're light skin and the summer hits you and you become dark, what happens after then? And if you're going into a relationship, try not to have, you know, high expectations. It's not a rocket science. Because let's look into expectation versus reality. Many of us, we expect, you know, constant romance. Hey, I don't tire for now. Most of you want things to be, you know, the way it is every day, romance. You don't get work. Are you jobless that you want romance all the time? Even as human beings, we have mood swings sometimes. Sometimes you just want to be left alone. That is why I always talk to you about knowing your partner. Studying them. Love no be my mind, yo. I'm telling you. Yeah, be romantic. But don't expect it all the time. And many of us, we expect, you know, no conflict. Are you playing? Conflict will happen. It depends on how you manage it, how you solve it. And some of us, we want perfect understanding. We're not Robocop. We're not made. So you cannot have a perfect understanding in a relationship. You can try, but don't expect it to be perfect. The only way you can maintain that perfect understanding is by talking, having conversation, understanding each other, studying each other. That is the reason why you just don't dive. Take your time. Know what you're dealing with. And let's talk about the reality. The reality is misunderstanding will happen. Don't deceive yourself. Unless you're not being true to each other. It will start from, why didn't you lay the bed? Also, why didn't you wash your plate? Why did you leave your plate on the table? That is how it will start, from little things. And if you don't control it at that time, it's going to grow bigger. And you're going to get tired of each other. Disagreements will happen. And effort is required. There's nothing you can do in a relationship that you will not need effort. You try to understand your partner. You will try to respect their feelings. You will try to be a listener. You listen. Because sometimes we can get involved with talkatives. That's their nature. If you know that's the person you're dealing with, you have to learn to be patient. You have to make effort to hear them. Know what they want. Let's go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba.
Some people want diamond rings, some just
Hey fam, welcome back to Unclouded. I'll say this again. Do you know why most relationships struggle? They struggle because they have very, very poor communication. Most of us, we just assume. It's both sides, men and women. Most of us, we just go silent. We go silent because we are upset, we are angry. Who will help? How will take help you? Most of us, because your wife went out, she came late. Wala. You will think 1 million things. And we women, we are very good. We are very good. Some of you, your guy will come back, you will go and be sniffing their pants. Now, they don't, they do you. If it has come to that stage, then you're not in a relationship. You're fighting a war that you cannot win. And some of us, we avoid difficult conversations. I know some people where, when you start a conversation, what they would, sorry, just to avoid it. I take help you. See, let me tell you one thing. Relationship, now work. Stop deceiving yourself. You think relationship is just fall in love and continue. They play. Now work. It just be like, it just be like, you know, say you go university, you go study. Then give you homework, you know, do am. You know, read, and you won't pass. Are you joking? You know, read, you won't pass. Relationship be like, say, they study law. Every day, you need to learn to have that difficult conversation. That is what love is all about. I keep telling you, love is not enough in a relationship. You need to work it out. Some of you, they will call you, okay, this relationship, what do you really want in this relationship? You go turn up to problem. Let's see how it goes. Tire for now. They ask you one simple question: what do you want in this relationship? I know now. Make I mention name. You will say, let's see how it goes. I don't understand. Let's see how it goes. How? I beg you, they turn amalabi, they turn pounded yam, but you won't know whether you go get cocoa or you don't go get cocoa. I don't understand. You cannot answer because Allah ni koshini. Let's see how it goes. You can tell a person what you want. And continue from there. Instead of just saying, let's see how it goes. If it doesn't go well, uncle, what happens? That person will start all over again. Some people will say it's not necessary. Or what do you think, people? Do you think it's not necessary to ask? Some people will tell you, are you 18-year-old child? You know what? Conflict is normal. To disagree is normal. To argue is normal. But how you handle it matters. You know, healthy conflict The way you can solve it is respectfully, not yelling. Yeah, sometimes you can be very angry that you don't know when you start disrespecting your partner. And that is the reason why when you are angry, just calm down. Don't talk at that moment. Relax. Because as an adult, you need to learn how to handle things in a way that is not going to cause more problem for you. Focus on the solution, not the conflict. Because when a conflict becomes unhealthy is when you start blaming each other. You start attacking each other. And some of us, we just shut down. Like you've been controlled. You just shut down and you believe shutting down is going to solve the problem. It won't. It won't solve the problem. You can't have conflict and be rude. Even if you're right, you can't be rude. It's not done. You need to learn to respect each other. You need to respect each other and hear each other out. Because actually, it's not you versus your partner. It is both of you versus the problem you're having. But instead, you turn it to tug of war. Instead of both of you to come together and table the problem and try to solve it, you want to wage war against each other. What for? Are you helping the relationship or you're destroying the relationship? If there's too much argument, too much problem in the relationship, you will get tired of each other easily. Even the love will fade. No matter how strong it can be, it will fade. That is why some people just fall out of love and you'll be wondering, oh, but you said you're in love with me. What do you expect? If your relationship is too stressful, if it's always misunderstanding every now and then, shouting at each other, you are not in a relationship. I don't know what to call it. If you are happy for 1 second and unhappy for 10 minutes, it's not working. Don't deceive yourself. If your relationship is not, it doesn't have to be peaceful all the time, but when it's always fight, argument, you know, blaming each other, attacking each other, it's no longer a relationship. It has become an abusive relationship. And don't shut down. Don't ever do that, because it's just going to get worse. So I'll say it again, communicating with your partner is very important. Think about it. It's not possible for you to be talking to a tree. It's not possible to live with a tree. How are the Asoro Magbisi? Your partner will get bored. That is when they go outside to look for love. Because sometimes maybe you've got children, they won't want to leave because of the children. So they'll keep the family intact for some reasons they know better than I do, and find the love and the comfort outside. Talk to me, guys, yeah? Yeah. Sometimes you will be the one to push your partner out when the house is not peaceful. Love is not proven in big moments. It is proven with daily effort. You need to show that you're putting your effort in the relationship. It is proven in small gestures, just small, no matter how little. Show that you care. Because most of you women, all we do is take. We don't know how to give. Every little matters. Sometimes your men just need comfort. Sometimes your woman needs alone time. Sometimes you can just go out on a date. Because most of you, when you start, oh, babe, can we go on a date? Babe, can we go clubbing? But as soon as you enter each other, all that fades away. Where did it go? I keep telling you, if you cannot maintain anything, don't start it. It doesn't make sense. If you cannot maintain the way you call, don't start it. If you cannot maintain all the lovey-dovey you're doing from the beginning, then don't start it. What's the point? It's just like you starting something hot, and you go cold. How would you feel if it's you? If you cannot maintain those phone calls, don't start it. Onishi no luman shebe, alagbiri. Onishi no atalagbiri luman shebe. And girls, let me warn you ahead. Summer is here. And your banging body is on. That immediately when it's almost summer, you start going to gym, boom, 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 pumping yourself just because you want to attract men. Why attracting Kotoma Shelly Shitubashura? Use your brain. Because after summer, what happens to the banging body? You start eating in your amala and everything. I don't know why people stress, honestly. Winter time, you are in your house. Getting fat, you know, big and everything. Maintain it. Who says fat is not beautiful? Let a man love you for you. Because after summer, what happens to the body? And you men too, you do it, I know. You do it. Just to impress who? Leave the pot belly. For some people, it's a playground. They will help you to be rubbing it. So use your brain. Because the hunting is going to start very soon. If you want to become a prey, or on your own, use your brain. And please, be reliable in your relationship. I'm not saying solve all the problems, but be reliable. Let your partner have somebody to fall back to. Let them have a shoulder to cry on. Sometimes they don't even want you to solve the problem. Sometimes they just want to be heard. Sometimes I just want you to listen and say nothing. Because some of you have this character when a man comes to you or a woman comes to you and say, oh, I have this problem, or oh, I'm having money problem. It's okay if you don't have money. But why not just tell your partner, you know what? Right now, I don't have money. How do we solve it? What can we do? But most of you say, I don't have no money. What are you made of? Yes. What are you made of? Learn to be reliable. And you women, most especially you, because your mentality is, all you want to do is take from a guy all the time. What are you giving? When they say, what are you bringing onto the table? What are you bringing on the table? It's not money. It's not necessarily money or anything. But even if you bring peace, it's okay. Something, you're bringing something. Someone said, even if you go into the labor room with women, that's enough that they're bringing on the table. That's how God made you. You want to change it? Do you think there are no other women out there that can bear children for that man? You think that is enough? That is the greatest thing you'll be. Yeah, I hear you. Yes, it's tough. Being pregnant, having babies, oh, it's big work. But you need to try more than that. You need to try more. Try harder. If you're bringing, giving birth to babies and you're not giving your man peace, how are those children going to grow? What kind of home are you, giving them? What way are you educating them? When your house is not peaceful, every time you have to yell, you have to shout, You know what? Consistency builds trust more than words ever will. Believe it or not. It's not what you say most times. It's what you do. Be the talk and do kind of person. Is it easy for me to say I love you? Yeah. It's just something that, you can just pronounce I love you. But what effort are you putting in your relationship to show that love? While you're thinking about it, let's go on a short break. I'm your girl, Samba. Hey fam, welcome back to Unclouded. Today we've been talking about the fall, what happens after you fall in love. Let's talk about when love becomes a choice. Do you know what happens when love becomes a choice? Because at some point, love stops being just feelings. It becomes a decision that you've made. Because when love becomes a choice, it means loving someone because of the decision you made rather than just your feelings. It is the shift from falling in love to staying in love. That's a choice. And it is in a very, very simple ways, showing up when it is hard, choosing to stay when things are very difficult, working through problems even when you're so stressed or very angry, choosing action over emotions. Because love is not just what you feel in you. It is not. It is what you do with your hands. Yes. Like helping. Helping goes a long way in a relationship. And choice is when you choose your partner over and over and over again. Deciding to continue investing in the relationship, even when the butterflies are gone. I don't even understand that butterfly in the tummy. I mean, the butterfly that is flying in your tummy, is it red, blue, or pink? Yeah, making that choice to stay. Choice is you choosing to be patient. Choosing to be understanding. And most especially, choosing commitment. If you're not committed in your relationship, Omo, you dey play. Relationship is not for babies. Though I like saying I'm just a baby. Listen, guys. Real relationship is not just felt. It is chosen daily. Let me ask you. Do you believe love is a feeling or a choice? Talk to me, guys. Do you believe love is a feeling or a choice? No, that don't tire me. Love is a beautiful thing. Mona, finish the rest. So last week, we talked about the power of falling in love. Love is powerful. And tonight, we talked about what happens after. For some people, love starts hot It's normal. But about it, won't know I I'll say that in Yoruba because if I talk for English, I'm asa. I'm not allowed. Then everything fades away. But for some people, it's not fading because they stop loving you. It's normal. Just like having a newborn baby. Ah, that excitement, that everything. But when that baby starts growing and scattering all the house, start crawling, you start thinking, I'm not going to have another baby again. But it's a lie. As soon as that baby starts walking, doing things, you know, by himself or herself, you start feeling that relief. Before you know it, pam. Oh, wale, oh, wale, oh, wale. It would happen again. You know, because love doesn't end at the beginning, that's where it starts. Real love is not just about emotions. It's about effort. It's about growth. It's about choosing someone, even when it's not easy. Even when it's hard. So tonight, don't just ask yourself if you are in love. Ask yourself, are you willing to do the work that love requires? Are you ready to put in the effort, the time, the energy you started with? Are you ready? Are you ready to be patient? Are you ready to have that understanding? Are you ready to tolerate your partner? Are you ready to love them every single day of your life? Not by words, but action. Are you willing to do the work that love requires? Anyway, I love you guys. This has been Unclouded. And I will always be your girl. I'm just a baby. The one that is always telling you, love yourself before you fall in love with someone. This is where we strip life down to the truth. My people, let me love and leave you. Good night. And have a lovely week. It's your girl, Samba.
shouldn't be happy.